Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today, we're diving into a fascinating paper that's making waves in the field of computer vision, specifically around the exciting advancements of neural radiance fields, NeRFs, and 3D Gaussian splatting, 3DGS. Joining us today is Jonas, the lead researcher behind this groundbreaking paper, and Dr. Sarah, a leading expert in the field. Jonas, welcome. Dr. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Emma. It's great to be here.
The pleasure is all ours, Sarah. Let's start by giving our listeners a bit of background on this area of research. Sarah, can you help us understand why NeRFs and 3DGS are such a big deal in computer vision?
Well, Emma, for years, computer vision has struggled with the complex problem of realistically rendering 3D scenes from novel viewpoints. Imagine trying to create a virtual tour of a museum where you want to seamlessly move from one angle to another, showing all the details and textures with perfect fidelity. Traditional methods struggled with this, but NeRFs and 3DGS have revolutionized the field. They enable us to generate photorealistic images of 3D scenes from any viewpoint, even ones we've never seen before.
That's amazing, Sarah. But with this incredible progress comes a new set of challenges, right? Jonas, your paper tackles these very challenges. Can you tell us a bit about what those challenges are and how NeRF Baselines attempts to address them?
That's right, Emma. One of the biggest issues is that different research groups use inconsistent evaluation protocols when comparing these methods. Imagine trying to compare the performance of two cars, but each group is using a different track, different weather conditions, and different criteria for measuring speed. It's impossible to get a fair comparison. This is exactly the problem we face in the field of novel view synthesis. Researchers might use different image resolutions, different metrics, or even different ways of processing the input data, which makes their results difficult to compare directly.
So, how does NeRF Baselines address this issue? I'm sure many listeners are eager to learn about its key features.
NeRF Baselines tackles this challenge in three key ways. First, we developed a unified interface that both NeRF and 3DGS methods can share. This means that regardless of the specific architecture of a method, we can easily plug it into our framework and compare it with other methods fairly. Second, we ensure reproducibility by installing each method within a separate, isolated environment using containers like Docker, Apptainer, or Anaconda. This prevents dependency conflicts and ensures that each method runs exactly the same way every time. Finally, we standardize the evaluation protocol itself. This means we fix things like image resolutions, metric parameters, and data processing steps, ensuring a level playing field for all methods.
That's a great overview, Jonas. Before we dive into the results, let's address some questions that our listeners might have about these containers. Emma, can you explain the different containers and their strengths and weaknesses?
You're right, Sarah. It's important to clarify this for our listeners. Docker offers the most robust isolation, meaning that each method runs within a completely separate, self-contained environment, preventing any conflicts with the user's system. Apptainer is similar to Docker, but doesn't require the user to have privileged access, making it ideal for shared computing environments. Anaconda is a commonly used package manager in research, but it doesn't offer the same level of isolation as Docker or Apptainer. It's important to choose the right container based on the specific needs of the project and the user's environment.
Thank you, Emma. That clarifies things nicely. Now, Jonas, let's get to the heart of the paper, the results. What did your experiments reveal about NeRF Baseline's effectiveness?
Our experiments showed that NeRF Baseline successfully reproduces published results for most methods, proving its accuracy and reliability. We conducted experiments on several benchmark datasets, including the MIP-NeRF 360 dataset, the Blender dataset, and the Tanks and Temples dataset. These datasets represent different types of scenes, from indoor to outdoor, and we found that NeRF Baselines consistently produced comparable results to the original publications.
That's very impressive, Jonas. But Sarah, from a broader perspective, what do these results tell us about the importance of NeRF Baselines and its impact on the field?
These findings are incredibly important, Emma. They demonstrate the necessity of having a standardized and reliable evaluation framework for these cutting-edge methods. Without this, it becomes impossible to accurately assess the progress and compare the performance of different approaches. NERF Baselines is filling a critical gap in the field and providing a much-needed tool for researchers to objectively evaluate and compare their work.
That's a great point, Sarah. And Jonas, I'm sure our listeners are also interested in how NERF Baselines helps with the computational cost of training these methods. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, Emma. That's an important consideration. We found that while some methods might achieve higher quality results, they often require significantly more computational resources. This is where NERF Baselines plays a crucial role. By enabling the sharing of pre-trained checkpoints, it significantly reduces the need for repeated training, thereby minimizing the overall computational cost and environmental impact of research in this area.
That's fantastic, Jonas. It seems NERF Baselines is addressing a critical need for reproducibility, accuracy, and efficiency in the field. But Sarah, as an expert, what do you think are the most important limitations of NERF Baselines, and where do you see the framework going in the future?
Well, Emma, while NERF Baselines is a major step forward, it does rely on methods exposing the same interface. This means that new methods would need to be adapted to work within the framework. However, I believe the scientific community will increasingly adopt this standardized interface, making NERF Baselines even more powerful. In terms of future directions, I think exploring more advanced evaluation metrics beyond the traditional ones like PSNR and SSIM is crucial. We need metrics that better capture the perceptual quality of these rendered images. And of course, addressing the computational cost of training these methods remains a major challenge. Researchers need to continue exploring more efficient architectures and training strategies to make these methods more accessible and scalable.
Those are excellent points, Sarah. It's clear that NERF Baselines is not just a tool for evaluating methods, but a platform for advancing the field. Jonas, what are your final thoughts on the impact of this research?
Ultimately, Emma, we hope that NERF Baselines will help researchers develop and compare novel view synthesis methods in a more consistent, reproducible, and efficient manner. By standardizing evaluation protocols and promoting the sharing of checkpoints, we're hoping to accelerate progress in this exciting area of computer vision. Our goal is to make it easier for researchers to build on each other's work and push the boundaries of what's possible with NERFs and 3DGS.
It sounds like a game changer, Jonas. We're so grateful for your work on this. And Sarah, thank you for your insightful commentary and expert perspective. Listeners, if you want to learn more about NERF Baselines and see it in action, be sure to check out the project website, linked in our show notes. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media. Until next time, keep exploring the wonders of computer vision. Thanks for listening.